and right and left. Right and left around the ring, walk on your heel and toe. Just side of with your lady fair, and I'll promenade her around the square. Promenade that mountain, promenade. Now the head couples forward, you come back to the ring. You pass through and separate around the outside ring. Come back home and do-si-do it to your corner, Alamando. Come back to your partner, you swing them round and round. Alamando left on the corner, now you walk right by your own.
Yes, sir, Ed, it's the dirtiest thing I ever seen in all my born days.
Why, son?
Yes, there was Gene Hector standing there, and in comes old man Schultzenheimer looking madder than a wet hen.
Looking what?
Madder than a wet hen.
What? That's a good one. New slang word just
what?
Out. Madder than a wet hen.
Yes. Well, sir, the first thing I figured was that you saw Hector about something, but that wasn't it at all.
It wasn't, huh?
No, sir. He wasn't exactly mad, just excited. And what he wanted Hector for was to offer him a reward.
A what?
A reward, like what you get when you find something.
Well, what was the reward for?
I just told you, for Hector. $1,000. And then I'll be switched if Schultzenheimer didn't haul out his checkbook and give it to him right then and there.
Give it to who?
Why, to Hector.
Well, you mean Hector found himself and got the reward?
No, of course Hector didn't find himself. How could a fella find a shell?
My Uncle Jake did once, when he was in the city.
Oh, what you talking about?
Well, he did. He was lost for a whole half hour. And then after wandering around, he found himself at the depot.
Yes, but that ain't
and
what
I... And it's a dad darn good thing he happened to go to the depot, too. Or he might never found himself at all.
Yes, but Hector ain't lost. He's standing right here. And
I
then...
don't see him.
I mean, he was standing here. And then old...
Well, where is he now?
Oh, how do I know? How do I know? I don't know where he is.
Well, if you don't know where he is, he's lost.
Oh, he ain't lost. In any way, they haven't got nothing to do with it. Schultzenheimer give Hector the money on account of Hector was the one that got Major Barnes arrested. If Hector hadn't tried to pass that $20 bill, nobody'd know Major Barnes was a counterfeiter.
Yeah, but what did old man Schultzenheimer want the Major arrested for? If they put the Major in jail, Schultzenheimer lose his job being president of the Barnes Fire Escape Company.
Yes, but there wasn't really going to be no fire escape company. All that talk of Major Barnes about making fire escapes is just for a stall.
What good would a fire escape be for a stall?
What?
You couldn't learn a horse to climb down one in a million years.
Oh, I don't mean a stall for stables.
Well, then, what kind of stall do you mean?
I mean a stall for Barnes.
You don't mean a stall for stables, but you mean a stall for barns.
Yeah, shut me.
Shucks. You're crazy, Zeb.
What? How do you mean? How do you mean I'm crazy?
Because a stable and a barn is the same thing.
Yes, but I ain't talking about barns.
You just said you was.
I didn't. I'm talking about barns. I said
never mind,
that...
never mind. I don't want to hear no more of your dad darn tomfoolery.
Yes, but consign it,
I don't want to hear it, I tell you. I don't want to hear it. You don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I just do know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Major Barnes. I said that factory for building fire escapes was just a fake.
Shucks, I know that right along.
Yeah. And the money that Major Barnes gave to Schultzenheimer so that he'd guarantee to buy back the stock if it didn't turn out right was all counterfeit. You can see where Schultzenheimer had been if Major Barnes' scheme had gone through. And so that's why he gave Hector the $1,000 for gratitude.
What's that?
Well, I can't exactly tell you what it is, but I got it in my head.
Well, something like dandruff, huh?
No, it ain't like dandruff. Gratitude's, it's sort of like, I'll show you how, just what gratitude is. Now, for instance, there's a feller going through the woods, and he come on a lion.
Well, I should have think he'd have found it darn sight handier to come on a horse.
Oh, he wasn't riding on the lion. The lion was standing there right square in the feller's path, roaring and its tail switching and...
Doing what?
Switching. The lion...
The feller must have been a dad darn fool to try to switch a lion.
The feller wasn't switching the lion. It was the lion's tail that was switching. The lion's tail. Well, it looked like the end of the feller, so he...
I reckon you mean it looked like the end of the lion.
I don't either. I mean the end of the feller.
Yeah, you're crazy. A lion's tail is the end of the lion.
Now, wait a minute, Deb. You're getting all mixed up. It looked like the lion was going to eat the fella right then and there. But instead of that, you know what the lion did?
Saved the fella and hit him the next day.
No, he didn't. He raised his paw.
Raised the feller's paw, huh?
Not the feller's paw. How could he raise the feller's paw? The feller didn't have any paw.
Oh, the feller was an orphan.
Yes, he was an orphan. No, he wasn't an orphan. I mean, the lion lifted up his foot, and there was a big thorn in it, and the feller took it out. And after that, the feller and the lion laid down together and went to sleep.
The feller and the lion laid down together?
Yes, they did.
I bet the lion was the only one that got up.
No, sir, the next morning they both got up, and the lion went his way and the feller his'n. Well, sir, about a year later, this same feller was going through the woods, and he ran on to another lion.
Thought he was a great feller for running on the lions, wasn't he?
Yes, but the feller didn't exactly know about the lion because he was asleep. And the lion sort of come up stealing unaware, you see.
Huh, that's a fine trick. Wait till the feller's asleep and then steal his underwear.
Oh, I don't mean that. I mean he didn't know it.
Didn't know it was the feller's underwear?
The feller didn't know the lion was there. That is, till the lion was right up on him, breathing in his face.
Yeah, breathing in his face, huh?
Yes, sir. Well, when the lion blowed his breath in the feller's face, the feller woke up. But the funny thing was, it was the same lion he'd met before. Now, what did that lion have?
Halitosis.
No, it didn't have halitosis. It had gratitude. That's what it had. Because the feller took the thorn out of its foot. And that's the same thing Schultzenheimer had.
A thorn in his foot?
Oh, no, concerned gratitude. And that's why he give Hector a check for $1,000. As I was saying...
Good morning, Mr. Winterbottom. Good morning, Mr. Peter.
How do you do, Professor?
Sakes alive. You know, I was just sort of thinking about you, Professor, this week.
Oh, indeed?
Yes. Hector Smith, of course. He's just got $1,000 to give him, and I was kind of thinking it'd be a good idea if he took that money and went to college on it.
I think that's an excellent idea, Mr. Winterbottom.
Yes.
Why don't you suggest to him that he enter the academy?
Well, what can he learn up there?
Well, we teach all of the academic subjects. Literature, mathematics, history, science.
Yeah, but I don't believe in them.
Don't believe in what?
Science.
No, not science. Science. For example, there's chemistry. Suppose, Mr. Peters, you should take oxygen and hydrogen in combination. What would you get?
I'd get arrested.
No, you wouldn't. You'd...
I would if they didn't belong to me.
Oh, but this is simply a hypothetical case. Now take hydrogen and oxygen.
Well, how much a case does that stuff cost, Festus? Wait, I don't figure we can afford a whole case.
Oh, but...
Yeah, we better just try a couple of bottles for the bottles.
Yes,
No. Hydrogen and oxygen. They are two gases.
Yeah.
Now, you bring them into combination, mix them, as it were, and you get water.
Yes, but, Professor, we can get all the water we want right out of the tap here.
I mean, you simply do this as an experiment. For what you get out of it.
What can you get out of water?
Don't be a darn fool, Ed. You get fish.
Oh, but you don't get fish.
Why, sure you do. That's where the fish live, in the water.
Yes, right in the creek.
You never saw them in the air,
but I'm referring merely to a drop of water. However, there might be living organisms in it at that. Not fish, but microbes. In many localities, if people do not boil water, they get typhoid. In other words, the water contains a great store of germs. And if you take bacteria...
How's that?
I say take bacteria, germs.
Take them back where?
Take them back to the store.
Oh!
What's the matter with them?
They're spoiled, more than likely.
No, they're...
What's the matter with you? You act madder than a het hen.
Oh, wait a second, Deb. You mean madder than a wet wind.
I mean madder than a wet man.
No, you're wrong. They're wetter than a mad hat.
You're crazy. Sadder than a set hen.
No, sir, I tell you, sadder than a wet set.
You're crazy.
Stop it. I haven't time to listen to such nonsense. If young Smith wishes to go to school, send him up to the academy. Good morning.
Yes, we'll do that, Professor. So long.
So long, Professor.
Yes.
Say, Zeb, what's this business about if you don't boil water, you get typhoid? What do you get if you do boil it?
Why, you darn fool, you get soup.